AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Trump administration's ratcheting up tensions with Venezuela. Jennifer King reports President Trump this afternoon announced new action by U.S. forces.
We've just seized a tanker on the coast of Venezuela, a large tanker, very large.
President Trump spoke at a White House meeting during a roundtable with business leaders. The seizure was led by members of the U.S. Coast Guard, transported to the tanker by helicopter from the USS Gerald R. Ford, a Navy aircraft carrier. Video posted online by Attorney General Pam Bondi shows people fast roping from one of the helicopters to the deck and moving through the tanker's superstructure with weapons drawn. Bondi says that the ship was sanctioned by the U.S. over its involvement in an illicit oil shipping network supporting foreign terrorist organizations. The unusual move comes a day after a pair of U.S. fighter jets flew over the Gulf of Venezuela and marks an escalation in the administration's campaign of pressure against Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. Addressing supporters at a rally in Caracas, Maduro did not address the seizure directly, but said his country is prepared to break the teeth of the North American empire if necessary. Jennifer King, Washington.
In the Middle East, an AP analysis finds aid deliveries into Gaza are falling short of the amount agreed upon in the U.S.-brokered ceasefire. Economic news, the Federal Reserve has cut its key interest rate for the third time in a row, another quarter point to about 3.6%. Chair Jerome Powell offering this assessment of the economy.
Although some key government data have yet to be released, available indicators suggest that economic activity has been expanding at a moderate pace. Consumer spending appears to have remained solid, and business fixed investment has continued to expand.
At the same time, the central bank signaled it may leave rates unchanged in the coming months. That's not sitting well with President Trump, nor the size of the cut.
I would say a rather small number that could have been doubled, at least doubled.
This is AP News. Writer Sophie Kinsella, perhaps best known for Confessions of a Shopaholic, has died at the age of 55. Haya Panjwani has more.
Kinsella's family announced her passing following a battle with brain cancer. Kinsella, whose real name is Madeline Wickman, revealed her diagnosis in April 2024. She published 10 shopaholic novels, starting in 2000, selling over 45 million copies worldwide. Her work was often labeled as chick lit, a term she embraced. Kinsella's books were adapted into films and translated into multiple languages. At the 2009 premiere of Confessions of a Shopaholic, Kinsella said,
"Do you know what? I just wrote it to be a book. I never imagined all this happening. And then the film rights were sold, and I was like, oh my God, amazing. And to see it actually come to the screen is just fantastic."
Her family described her final days as filled with joy, love, and music. I'm Haya Panjwani.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.